from the Where Are You Going This Weekend department. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heiser. For me, there are two holidays every year that are truly American: Thanksgiving and Independence Day. This being so close to the 4th of July, I thought I'd share one of my favorite things to do on this most American of holidays. I recorded this next segment about 2 years ago, but it still holds true. Here you go. This being so close to the 4th of July, I thought I'd share one of my favorite things to do on this most American of weekends. Now, in addition to buying cars and mattresses that are always on sale on the 4th, I like to float in an inner tube on the Comal River. At only 2.5 miles long, the Comal in New Braunfels, Texas, is one of the shortest navigable rivers in the world. Navigable by small boats, perhaps, but by tube, there's none better. The springs that feed the Comal are from the Edwards Aquifer, and the river stays a constant 72 degrees all year round. New Braunfels is located between Austin and San Antonio on I-35. It's actually closer to flying to San Antonio. Now, the Comal has an ideal shape for a tubing river. It's that of a horseshoe. That's the shape that you get in at one point, float for a couple hours, and get out not too far from where you got in. The Comal ends where it feeds into the Guadalupe River. This is at a part of the Guadalupe that feeds out of the bottom of Canyon Lake from Canyon Dam. And if you thought 72 degrees of the Comal was cold, whoa. When you're in a group of people, it's funny how the leaders just squeal as soon as they hit that colder water. Now, there are people who tell you that the Guadalupe River is actually better for floating, and they are wrong. The part of the Guadalupe where most people float is really better for canoeing or kayaking. There's really too many rapids for relaxing tubing, and of course there's too many canoes and kayaks. Nah, but really, depending on rainfall, you could easily have to drag your tube and ice chest over low areas. And for me, that's working at a time of relaxation, you know. I can remember my wife once gave me a waterproof watch a number of years ago and says, hey, you can use this on float trips. Now, I really appreciated the watch, but floating is some of the few hours of the year that I just truly do not care what time it is. The Guadalupe may be a prettier float, prettier scenery, I'll give you that. But pound for pound, or perhaps I should say 12-ounce can for 12-ounce can, the Comal is best for tubing. Now, how this works is very different today from how it worked like 30 years ago when I first went. We used to rent tubes at a little gas station in New Braunfels. We'd have to bring our own rope, tie them to the cars and trucks, get them to the beginning of that horseshoe, drive a couple cars back to the end of the float. Then we'd have to walk across like this museum piece of a train bridge that hadn't been used in years. We'd sort of slide down this embankment. And if no bones were broken, you know, you'd jump in and have the next best couple of hours of the summer. I'm kidding, of course, about the broken bones. You know, if you broke something, you'd get it anyway. So after an hour or so of floating, you hit what's called Stinky Falls. There's an old dam that one day had some kind of a plant that did something with sulfur, and it always smelled, and thus the name. The plant is long gone, but the dam, which was probably originally there to turn a water wheel, that still exists, and it made a great diving platform for people. Not too big of a surprise, it was kind of dangerous. In the late 70s, the city built a chute that bypassed the dam, and it makes for a great little rapid. And some people come to this area, and they just spend all day going through the chute over and over and over. But I'm in it for the long haul, so I just go through it once on the path. Now, after the chute, there's a couple of small falls, and this is where I'm reminded that a river is not a swimming pool. The water looks calm enough because there's a very big rapid just above you, but the current can knock you over if you're not careful, and it's really not even that deep. This is where a friend of mine, Bob, saved a little girl whose mom had underestimated the power of the river. Now, getting around this part is really easy. You can carry your tube about 50 feet and then get back in. Now, I suggest reapplying sunscreen at this stage of the float. You'll probably need it. And the gang that I usually float with typically start talking about UT football at this point. That's optional for you, depending on your love of UT football. Now, further down the river, there are a few other rapids, but nothing that would make you spill your beer. And before you know it, it is time to get out. Now, we used to have to climb up this dirt path. It was a public access to the river, but it, by the way, you have to wear shoes on this part, you know. Well, you have to wear shoes the whole time. But in order to get to our parked cars, we had to climb up this thing, and then we had to shuttle a couple people back to the other cars and then bring back to these cars. It was a lot of work, but, you know, it was worth it. It was just so much fun. It still is. Nowadays, you can just go to the beginning of the river. You can park in one place. You can buy a wristband, and that will get you on a tube taxi back to the where you parked your car. You can rent your tube right there. You can buy ice. The dirt path to get out of the river, it's now concrete stairwell and ramp. It's actually a big improvement, but, you know, there's a lot more people these days. Now, you have a choice of a regular tube or a tube with a bottom. Go for the tubes with the bottom. Costs a little more, but it's worth it. Oh, and don't forget a tube for your ice chest. And yes, they do allow ice chests on the river, and fill it with, you know, sodas or water or, you know, beer. Now, another thing about this trip for me is flying on the 4th at night. You can see a lot of fireworks displays from the airplanes. Now, of course, planes fly at a much higher altitude than the firework displays, so you have to look down to see them. And of course, you don't hear anything either, but it's pretty neat. I've flown from San Antonio to Dallas several times, and right there along I-35, there's any number of cities that you can see their fireworks displays. Well, I don't know if I'll make it down to the Comal this weekend, but it really is one of my favorite things to do, and I forgive you if you don't take your iPod to listen to episodes of Red Belly Radio while you're floating on the river. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. The tube taxi driver in New Braunfels has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.